This recording was made during the Thankathon on November 25th, 2021. The speaker is Judy B. from Sacramento.
Hi, everyone. My name is Judy, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I'm kind of nervous and feeling intimidated and also feeling extraordinarily grateful today. I'm grateful to have Overeaters Anonymous. I'm grateful to see people in here that I've known a long time and that I love and that I know care about me. And what a gift that is. So the day that I chose to read in Voices of Recovery is November 7th. And the quote at the top says, "If we could just get to the perfect weight, life would be perfect." And that's from the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, page 4. So it's right at the beginning. So here's the entry. I joined OA to lose weight and keep it off. Something I had never managed in all my years of dieting. I believed that only my morbid obesity kept me from having a perfect life. I knew if I could get it right, I would have no problems. Many surprises awaited me in OA. I learned I had been using compulsive overeating to ignore deeper problems that would have overwhelmed me without the extra food. I discovered I had many more problems than I knew. OA members told me I would have to deal with my problems to get better. They said life would never be perfect, and neither would I. These truths could have discouraged me. Instead, they freed me to be human, to make mistakes, and to try again. The glowing faces of members in recovery and their warm encouragement gave me hope that I too could recover if I worked the 12 steps. I am now recovering. My wonderful new life is better than all my fantasies of perfection. Well, like I said, I'm Judy and I am a compulsive overeater. I've been a compulsive overeater my whole life. Hello, everybody. It's so nice to see you. It's so nice to not be alone and to know that I share this disease with other people who get it, who understand, who know that Thanksgiving could be a very challenging day. I used to dread Thanksgiving. But what I wanted to say about the reading was about how it says, the truths could have discouraged me, and instead they freed me to be human, to make mistakes, and to try again. To make mistakes. Oh my God. I thought I had to do everything right. What a burden. What a burden that was. Let me just say, I qualify for this program. I've been a compulsive overeater since birth. I came into Overeaters Anonymous 40 years ago. I remember the days before that very, very well. And I remember my desperation. I think desperate works. And when I came into OA, I was desperate. I'm down about 60 pounds from my top weight. And in my head, for many, many years, I was still the fat girl. And I don't feel that way anymore, but I'm aware of this disease every single day of my life. And a lot of times every meal that of the day, because I'm a quantity eater and I want more. I've wanted more out of life, out of everything in life. I wanted more love. I think that's what I really wanted, was more love. And I look to food to give me that. I'm having a brain freeze. I'm sorry. Let me go back to the reading. Anyway, it talks about, oh, I didn't read the question. Oh my goodness. Let me get the question from the workbook. I'm sorry. It says, what surprises have I experienced in OA? Oh boy. You know, I, just like the reading said, I thought that the problem was that I needed to lose weight. And then things would, that was my problem. And I also felt that I was a victim. People did things to me. The things that happened in my life were because things were done to me, I didn't really feel that I didn't take responsibility for many things, but I felt like there was something inherently wrong with me and inherently bad about me. And I learned in Overeaters Anonymous that I was not a bad person trying to become a good person. I'm a person with a disease, and every day I want to work to be well, to be recovering from my disease. And I like the way it says recovering. I don't believe I'm recovered. I mean, I can have the flu and recover from the flu, and yet I could get the flu again. So that's kind of how I feel about this disease. Today, God willing, I will have an abstinent Thursday. And who knows, you know, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I hope I have an abstinent Friday. And it goes on from there. But I just have today. Anyway, so it talks about surprises awaiting me in OA. My life did not go the way that I thought it would. I thought if I lost weight, you know, first of all, I would end up in a relationship. I would end up in a wonderful relationship. I would be happy because I didn't have the problem of my weight. And that was my big problem. That's what I thought. You know, everything else was subordinate to that. Well, I came into OA when I was 30 and I'm 71 now. I do not have a relation. I do not have a partner. I am not in a relationship. I never had children. That's a disappointment in my life. But I have a wonderful, wonderful nephew, and he's the kid I never had. And what I have today is a tremendous amount of gratitude. Every day I write things that I'm grateful for. I usually write five things that I'm grateful for. Today I wrote 10 because it's Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful to have OA meetings. And I'm extraordinarily grateful for Zoom, since we're not having meetings in person. I'm grateful for your smiles. I see friends of mine smiling. I love that. I know you guys get it. I'm grateful that I have a home and hot water. You know, things that I never thought about before. So, you know, it's okay that I don't have certain things in my life. You know, I'm managing just fine. And I don't know that I've gone up to my time limit, but I think I'm pretty close. No, I don't have 5 more minutes. 4 more minutes. Okay. You know what? There's plenty of you here to share. And so I think I'm going to go ahead and stop and open it up for you people to share on the surprises that have come in your life and what you're grateful for today. So thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Judy. Beautiful share, and we love you.